on the windowsill. And we went to sleep with covers just thick on us. And again, hearing the sound of the wind howling and wondering how long this is going to last. And by the next morning, the wind has stopped. And the landscape had been completely transformed. All the sharp edges were gone. It was a land of black and white and a blue sky. It was kind of pretty, colder than thunder. After these big blizzards, the temperature would plummet 10 below zero, 20 below zero, 30 below zero, colder than anything. And so what would we be doing the next morning? Well, we would be shoveling paths. Paths to the pump house, paths to the barn, paths to the chicken house, paths to the granary, paths to the outhouse, paths everywhere. And then shoveling out the driveway so the milk truck could get in. And now the problem that we had was what to do with the milk. Because we had enough storage space for maybe 2 days, 3 days. And we knew that the roads were completely impassable. And we didn't know how long they would be. And so we filled up all the cans with milk by the second day, filled up the washing machine and the wash tubs, filled up all the pots and pans and everything we could find. We even made butter. My mother said, "You gotta try and make some butter." So we made some butter from some of the cream. And she made some cottage cheese from some of the milk. And finally, I don't know, third, fourth day, the middle of the night, we could hear the roar of the snowplow. It took the snowplow all night